Okay, I introduce Dr. Lai Tie of Siva Lai. So, we're going to go over, or we stick to the, I always stick to the principle, okay, lady first. So we're going to let Su Su Qian to present ideas and presentation about tourism management and development for sustainable growth, what he thinks, also the perspective that I'm sure is going to be very useful for all of you. Would you please, Su Su Qian?
After that, in 2009 and 2010, we see the increase. followed by the 2011 election of the Democratic Civilian Government. And then in 2012, we have another hard election, which brings down the parliament, and from there on, we see all the development and the changes in our politics. And that brings the new era of the development. What is the current situation right now in tourism? We see dramatic and precedented increase, which means the increase is huge. And the highest number ever in our 20 years of tourism. The industry has reached $350 million in revenue this year. But for the government is the top of the investors related to the investment of the country. But we don't have many photo rooms here. And the expectation from the industry is 40% increase for the next year. So the prices are climbing up and the supply is also growing, but it doesn't catch up to the demand. Supply is lower than the demand. Very significant thing is we will be the ASEAN chairman in 2014, and the country has to hold over 800 ASEAN meetings. So when we look at all these situations, we can see that tourists are coming in. Suspension of the wall has changed to Myanmar with a recent visit of our leaders in the United States, especially highlighted that. So how can we manage this growth in a sustainable manner? We really have to think about all of that. What we have done in the past, I will just briefly run through it because I know that we are a little bit short of time, so I will not go into details, but this is what we have done in the country in the past to promote tourism. So we have formed the Myanmar Tourism Federation, infrastructure upgraded and enhanced the tourism terminal through the workshop and training, and we hosted the Symposium, and now Myanmar become a PACA chapter and a UNWTO member recently. And we now arrived at the leader in all and the program. We also do a lot of activities overseas.
Awareness of best practices, which means we
we have to learn the mistake of our neighbor and also to take the good practices from our neighbor like Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam. How can we grow sustainably? Because we can grow very fast, very quick. To grow sustainably, we have to plan. So we have to look at all these guidelines. When we manage the growth in a sustainable way, we have to be responsible. And conservation of Icelandic culture, that's why we have to work very closely with the Ministry of Culture on this. And then also for environment, it's very important. And we have to also do a lot of awareness to the local community. We have to communicate to them like how to operate to support us strongly in technical know-how and also office and HR training center.
Like, and we have been now
accredited, which is very important. We can get certificate by any HR training center, but this needs to be accredited, at least by ASEAN standards. Tourism body, which I will prefer you then. led by one very high-ranking official, like, you know, prime minister or government, like president is in, to elect our patron. Then this association or the tourism body will be very strong. And I see that tourism nowadays are regarded very important, because last week I saw during the World Tourism Day, Vice President was presenting on the occasion. So this is very encouraging. And we also need to enforce sustainable operation guidelines. But after we have the guidelines, we have to enforce it throughout the tour operation process. Hotels and tour operators, guides, guard transportation, airlines, and shops and everybody. How can we enforce this guideline is to be both like step by step. First, we need to come up from the regional union level government, and then it will go to regional level, where we have regional prime minister and ministry. And then they can pass it and make sure that it is following in the local association level, which is in Batan, in Chile, we have all the Seoul association, and then go to community level. The people who really involved in the process, the people like guide and waitresses and the shops and everyone. And then in the tourist culture, and also tourism, how we operate the tourism, all the aspects that the industry will give us guidelines that we follow and it is to be watched. Because now, as tour operator, we are starting to see that in the tourist side, you know, there, whenever there is a development, there is advantage and disadvantage. So advantages are obvious. There are a lot of job opportunities, income to all levels. But the disadvantages are, or the negative impact, is that we start to see, like, beggars more than before, and, like rubbish is everywhere, the tourists also throw away rubbish. And we also start to see that kids, street kids are disturbing the tourists to sell the souvenirs, because they start to get income from the tourists if they are tempted. So all these are to be watched closely and monitor, and we have to sustain all these aspects. And thank you very much.
My brain is still running on how to manage sustainably in terms of tourism.
cover everything, right? This is very useful, especially recommendations. Okay? So I think don't forget to bring this PowerPoint to your home and to further manage information to make your knowledge, to transform your knowledge into action. She already pushed the Ministry of Culture to work for all of you. She already pushed even the President of Myanmar to take her guidelines and recommendations to put them into reality. So this is very useful. Well, I'm very happy to hear from the Prime Minister. Just a few things, okay, before we go to the second speaker. Just want to give you some suggestions. All the recommendations are going to be only recommendations. If the people on top level of your country ignore and did nothing, or probably they don't change their mindset, this is very important. Because we are living in the world of globalization, everything is moving very fast. But some days, if you just stand still, you're not going to be able to catch the others. And this is the world of reality. We cannot deny globalization and capitalism in this world of humanity. But we can do manage. We can minimize the impact. We can maximize the profit. But you have to do it very effectively and very intelligently. This is the most important. Okay? So your recommendation, Su Su Chin, I think Madam GGA will convey all of your message to Mr. Minister of Culture and probably all the people and in Navy Go. Okay? I hope every recommendation guidelines into action. Another thing, okay? If recommendations is taken heed, okay, you must come up already given a recommendation. Government, maybe a national level board, I mean the strong central committee, who's going to be overseeing all the tourism aspects in terms of making a policy, in terms of implementing the policy, or including monitoring, evaluating the policy. You must have a central body. He already gave the recommendations. Good recommendations, good strong executive body, and then you must have a master plan, national master plan in tourism. Okay, you must have it. Because if you have only people, but no policy, no strategy, excuse me. So this is very important, I'm going to give it to you. But mostly, okay, Su Su Chin has already given very knowledgeable information. But the one thing that I have to give a big praise to her is the PowerPoint is very well organized and she explained very well clearly in terms of English speaking. I admire you a lot, Su Su Chin. Okay, give her a big applause again. Thank you so much. Now we turn on a speaker from Thailand. He's the advisor of tourism Thailand Authority. He's got a lot of experience, both in terms of theory and practice. He's going to give you a lot of things. I think it's going to be valuable and useful for all.